day's a brand new morning since the morning you moved in.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I got you.
Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. We had to play that again because Rufus was politicking and was not here to. Wait, but you got to turn that on. Wait a minute. It is on. Why can't we hear him? Well, wait a minute before you say anything else.
All right.
That's not it. Try this one.
All right, now. Oh, my
goodness. Whoa, you got it now.
As I said, we have a listener named Teresa here. Now, we're trying real hard here. I don't know what's happening.
You're good.
Am I good?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Can you hear yourself? That's important.
I can hear myself.
Too much of that?
Never too much of that.
Ain't it the truth? Right. I've been saying that for years. We can't hear. Yeah. Well, such as we are. Oh. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Well, just keep trying.
You'll get the hang of
it. You'll get it.
Yeah.
You will. Yeah.
Maybe it's not me.
Right.
No, it's not. Get a soil test, maybe. Might have the devil's tramping ground over there or something.
That's right.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Did you get a magazine? Well, here, have a magazine. All right. That's we're doing it four times a year now. I publish four times a year, so that's the fall edition. Doesn't it look fally?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
it's
it pretty?
Beautiful.
It just jumps right out at you. No, that has not been published yet. That's an article I wrote last week. And it will go into the bend, and they'll use it whenever they want to.
I was talking about my recipe book that Jeff's mother used to make me this wonderful pound cake here.
Yeah, Rufus had a cookbook during his campaign for governor.
In 1984, but the recipes are still applicable.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't work for somebody. I think you got a steam there, Jeff. Yeah.
All right.
Isn't he the best? You know, he's been here forever. You might have been.
All right.
What did you have done? Yeah.
And then they did my roof.
Yeah.
And they did my gutters. And they just installed last year two
I know. I have them too now. Yeah, I know. Well, they do. Yeah, it seems like it. All the windows, all the doors in my house and the roof and... Yeah.
I guess I'll just come out here on to get the food twice a year for your open house.
Yeah.
That's great.
They are good. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Be safe on the
road. Keep listening. Yeah, nice. Thank you, Teresa.
Bye-bye,
guys. Bye. All right, how about that? Yeah.
That was a firsthand endorsement.
Yeah. That dadgum right. Right. Are you all straight, Jeff? You ready? What, were you out of batteries? Yeah, okay. The batteries went down that wireless mic. Shameful. Batteries, doggone batteries. Can't ever trust them. 919-860-9783. I was going to talk to one of the sales. Well, why don't I? Does that work now? Hey, Danny, come over here and talk a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Teresa was so – yeah, you can use that. Teresa was so kind to you.
Teresa, I guess I've started doing work for her probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
She's just a great person. And,
yeah.
She's like family, really. So.
Well, I think that's it becomes that way. If you have stuff done, you form a relationship, and, you know, I certainly feel like y'all are family. Here and I think if you just look at the letters and emails and all that y'all have collected over the years, that people feel like y'all are family.
Well, you know, you do form relationships with people.
I mean, it's an important, it's a big step for people.
It is
a lot of money.
They're spending a lot of money, and you know, we just love seeing the same people over and over again. Teresa just got done saying that, you know, she said, "Gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do next," and I said, "Well, just keep coming to the open houses, you know."
Yeah.
Just.
Well, y'all do a lot of things. Now we've had windows and doors and roof, but there are a lot of other things. I know for my sister-in-law, y'all did a lot of stuff for. I know the roof and some siding, a few other things, but anything for the exterior.
Anything for the outside of your house.
Yeah.
Gutters, gutter helmet. I know you got gutter helmets.
I do have gutter helmets.
And, so anything outside, siding, windows, doors, roofing.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, I got a question. You clearly got a lot of satisfied customers. And, you know, it's one thing to sell somebody a product, but it really all comes down to the installation and the crew that you've got on site doing the work. What's the secret there?
So we've been really fortunate. You know, I've been here over 25 years, and we actually have installers that were here when I got here.
That's impressive.
So we've got installers that have been here over 25 years.
Right.
And we're really lucky that they bring a lot of their family in, like their nephews and their nieces. And
yeah.
So we've just been able to get a lot of good help through some of our older installers.
And is it all in-house?
It is, yeah, most of it's in-house. We use both, but even technically the subs that we use, they've been with us.
You've had relationships with them.
Yeah, 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, Sammy just looks out for them, takes care of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as retaining customers, we service what we sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so when we tell you get a lifetime warranty, it's a lifetime warranty.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't know that I can add anything to that because you've said it all. But I was telling Sammy, I do love the way this showroom is set up. It's a nice touch to the hat and so functional to have the doors here, many of your doors and windows that you can slide up and down. See how easy it is, how much, and how solid they are. And it's unbelievable how many different combinations of doors or windows that you have.
Yeah, and we can't have them all
in
the showroom, but you get a good feel for it. And, you know, as Jeff used to like to tell people, it's a good chance to come out and kick the tires.
Mm-hmm. Open the door, slam the door, open the windows.
Yeah.
And see how they, they slide out, slide in, slide out, make it easier to clean. And I don't know. It's just for energy savings, all of this makes a real difference.
It really does. Especially older homes. I was talking to one of the other sales guys yesterday, and he was at somebody's house last week or a week before, and they said their power bill was $800 a month.
Whoa.
And they were in a house that was built like in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
And the windows and doors can take care of a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Along with some insulation.
Along with some insulation.
But the doors, there's insulation in the doors, especially the windows have their own little.
Yeah, so the low E glass and, argon gas fill. So, it's just. Helps all the way around. It just makes the house more comfortable.
One thing I learned too is it can help with sound insulation. Like if you're on a busy street,
that's true.
When we put windows in somebody's house, that's usually the first thing they notice.
Yeah.
Because they've not gotten a power bill. It takes a little while for them to see the difference in the power bill and that type of thing, but they immediately can tell the difference in the sound.
What's the return on investment if you're doing a window replacement? Is it pretty good?
So there's a lot of numbers thrown around, like you hear 40%, that type of thing. Now that doesn't mean you're going to save 40% on your power bill. That just means the newer, more energy efficient windows typically will be about 40, versus the window you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that 40% comes in.
And adding value to the home as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's
magnificent.
Well, I give a little personal thanks here. A couple years ago, I mentioned that the door on my office was in bad shape, not working. And I came in on Monday morning, and one of your guys, I don't know whether you or not, had that door working like a miracle.
How about
didn't
that?
He didn't even have to enter the building.
You mean the door to the outside?
The door.
It's cause of people wanting to come into the Edmundston building and to meet Rufus Edmundston.
Yeah.
And also people that needed legal services. They beat down the door.
I called and said, well, one of our, Jeff said one of our boys was in Raleigh and said he'd just go by and fix it.
Oh, wow. How nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just so.
Well, that's the service,
It is a service that you find here.
Yeah.
Danny, thank you so much,
buddy.
Well,
thank y'all. We always appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we love coming out here. So easy. Make it easy.
Well, good to see y'all.
Good to see you, Danny. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's Danny Newman, who's been here for over 25 years, and another person you can depend on. Come in, ask for Danny. 860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. You're listening to the Weekend Gardener. And
Phil, what should we be planting this time of year?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, let's get back to gardening a little bit.
Okay. we've got pansies in now. We brought a few in just to satisfy the people that are wanting pansies in their yard.
But you aren't saying to plant them right now.
No, I would not put pansies in yet. I would use mums or just spruce up your beds with some mulch or something like that just to get through till the first week in October, second week in October, or even the third week in October. And so if you do put mums in, they're just starting to bud out. And so you will have color from now until the end of October, and it is still not too late to put pansies in then. We don't know if we're going to have any more serious storms. We don't know if we're going to have any more hot weather. I mean, it's just been unusually cool for this time of year, and so we better watch out.
How about snapdragons? How far along are they?
Snapdragons, I do have a few snaps like that we brought in from our plug grower. He's the only person I trust to get plants from. But anyway, we do have snaps, and the snaps are his snaps. We have some of the shorter snaps and then some of the regular size snaps. Our snaps will be ready when the pansies are ready, the first and second week in October. And we do have lots of colors and lots of varieties of snaps.
By the way, so, I've always wanted to ask this. Are all mums perennials?
Most of the mums will come back.
How many people have luck in them coming back?
Well,
and looking like they did.
That's the question.
Well, what you have to do, you need to fertilize them.
Yeah, and you got to take care. There's a little maintenance involved.
You have to fertilize them, and then you need to cut them back around the 1st of July to the height that you want them to be when they bloom.
But I've never been able to get them like I get from your nursery.
Well,
that just doesn't. I've tried and tried. Mine looks like a broom.
All right, why don't we start at the first? All right, we go to Campbell Road Nursery and buy a bunch of mums and put them out in pots and whatever. What do we do? Take us through the process of caring for them during the fall and then as we go along through the year.
So if you want to just leave them in the containers they're in, you can do that until they start to die down in the winter. And at that point, you can transplant them in a part of your yard that you might want them in. And the foliage on it just kind of breaks away like any perennial. But even on a mum, it seems like it's easier just to kind of go away to me. And then so at that point, you just leave them. I would, in the early spring, I would put a little bit of fertilizer on them. Not heavily fertilized, but put some fertilizer around it. And then around the 1st of July, it's going to grow up and be just a green plant.
It'll get kind of bush, kind of tall, maybe a little leggy.
And that's
why you want to cut them back.
And so then around the 1st of July, because of the bloom time and that sort of thing, around the 1st of July, you go ahead, and I'd say no more, leave it no more than a foot tall. And then they'll bunch out. Mm-hmm. They'll get more leaves at that point, and then they'll bloom out in the fall.
Well, of course, if someone wants to treat it as an annual, that's just fine.
Well, it is. It is. But you can also, if you don't want to go through the maintenance of the mum, you can also put it somewhere in your yard where you don't mind it just growing up and being tall and blooming out. I mean, put it somewhere, you know, in a border or something with some other perennials, and it'll come back and look nice.
Yeah, great plant.
Yeah, they
and
are.
Any blue mums on the market yet?
No, I could take some white ones and spray them blue.
Well, one thing, Phil, I like what you're saying about, you know, buy them when they're in the bud stage if you can.
Yes.
Because if you wait until they're in full bloom, well, you've already missed a good portion of the time that they're going to be in bloom.
Right.
And so if you can get them in the ground when they're in the bud stage, you know, early, then you're going to have the full time to enjoy them.
Right. I never like to buy a mum any more than a fourth bloomed out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've missed, like you say, you're going to miss that bloom time.
You're getting a healthier plant. It's less likely to be root bound.
Right.
You know, if you're going to the discount store and picking up the inexpensive mums that are in full bloom, you know, they're pot bound, you know, you're going to enjoy them maybe for a week or two, and it's kind of done.
Right.
You know?
The blooms will start to die out.
Yeah.
So ours are just barely showing, some of them are barely showing color, we've really got something I like a lot. It's the mixed mum. We got those in yesterday from West Virginia as well. It's a yellow and an orange mix.
Ooh.
And they're in decorative pots. So you can just sit those like on your front porch or something like, you know, a place like that. And you don't have to do a thing to it. I mean, it's ready to be,
and is that
to decorate your home.
Is it a cultivar that has a blossom that's orange and yellow, or is it like multiple cuttings?
No, it's like orange moms and yellow moms planted.
In one plot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
So they'll be really pretty.
Yeah.
And then we've got asters, which are really nice to put in. I love asters.
Yeah.
We don't talk about a lot about asters on this show.
No, we don't.
And those come back year after year.
They do.
And don't need a lot of care, do they?
No, they don't need anything. And, you know, that's one of the things I love to see in the mountains is riding along and seeing the asters that are the wild, you know, they're just everywhere up there. The blues and kind of a rose color. They're just, I love them.
I think we have a lot that grow along our driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a long driveway through the middle of the woods.
You got about 20 seconds.
And I think we get a lot
of
those.
You get down that path.
Yeah.
That's great.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
All I can say is ask her once, ask her twice, ask her once again.
Would you like to sing that?
Oh, well.
In the next hour.
Yeah. We got to get some callers in the next hour to Joe and to Dan and Lenny. Here we're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina on Hamlin Road in Durham here on WPTF. We're back at WPTF with a weekend garden. Everybody's left, except Paul. Paul finally came back. It just, you know, everybody's all over the place. Just sheer bedlam here. People coming out.
Fun bedlam.
Yeah. Good stuff. Phil, I saw you over there getting hugged. People, Phil's over the ticking too.
Yeah.
Rufus, you've been, you find a cookie or something? Wait a minute. Is your microphone on?
I was actually looking at all the product over there.
Yeah.
Found some things I might be really interested
in. Yeah, I can testify. I can tell you it's good stuff. I've had a lot of things. They've done a lot of things, especially recently.
Right.
Every window in my house, every door in my house, the roof. My sister-in-law just had a bunch of stuff done, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wrapped that up. They even found... They even found a painter, contracted a painter to paint their house. So that's not something they usually do, but, you know, they can, anything for the exterior, they can get good painting contractors to come in if you need that too. So, you know, some of the siding, you know, the hardy plank siding, you can get with or without the color. But they'll get a painter for the if you don't have color. But they some of the siding, there are colors for the hardy plank too that are already built in to it, which is
great.
Which is nice. They do really good stuff here. Good solid products. They don't carry any junk. And you can find junk out there. You don't have to try very hard.
Right.
So be careful. These people are local. I like local. That's what I try to I try to shop local. You know, it helps you. I'm in a business that depends on revenue
from a lot of local,
some national, but you know, it helps everybody. If you live someplace, if you live in a small town or a large town, it's still good to shop local. And these people have been in business here since 1960. Sammy might as well be part of the family because he's been here. He's worked here as long as Jeff Monsignor owned the place, and Jeff's daddy started the place in 1960. And they have also been WPTF advertisers for virtually the whole time, 1961.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, it is. So this is the kind of place you want to – a lot of people advertise for these things. But this is the kind of place you want to go. This is the place you want to go if you want windows and siding and anything for the exterior of your home. We can get somebody, next person on, and get them to list it. Let me see if Joe is still with us. Joe, I apologize for keeping you on hold so long. Thank you so much for waiting. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
How's your health?
It's great. I'm 100% cancer-free, and I'm on the extended program where I don't get an infusion for about every 4 to 6 months now.
Wonderful. I am so glad that you're
lucky.
Yeah, yeah, you were lucky.
I was very lucky, but there's a lot of lucky people now because the cure is there, and that's the when we give money to cancer research, we're seeing the results now, and I just wanted to put a good plug in for that. And
yeah, like cancer. The V Foundation.
That's right, and the Jimmy V Foundation and the good people at UNC and Duke.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we've been collaborating on some of that stuff, which is good to see. I called in with a canoe story, Mike. I heard you tell a canoe story earlier.
Yeah, he was waiting.
He was waiting. It was mostly walking.
You know, I'm sure J.C. Knowles has a couple as well, but I'm going to
tell you. Yeah, he probably does.
I was coming down the Hall River with three buddies, right? And we put in up there at Saxapahaw, and we're going to head down toward Jordan Lake, and there's these... the Moose Jaw Falls is very famous and very dangerous down there. It's a Category 4 or 5, a rapid. So my two buddies put me up with a guy I didn't know, and they said, here, you're going to go with him. Well, I looked at him, and you know, I was a little heavy at the time, but this man was twice my weight, and he was probably pushing 400 pounds.
Oh, all right, wait. He was really big boned, wasn't he?
Yeah. So you know the rest of the story, but I'm going to tell it to you real quick. I said to him, when we get up to these boulders here, and this was right before you get to the 6400 pass, you know, on the Hall.
Yeah.
Said, oh, yeah.
This will give us a trial before we get to the real dangerous stuff. Yeah, I said, when you get up to a boulder, do not lean upstream. It's counterintuitive because you think, well, I lean toward the rock, it's going to hurt me. I said, no, you got to lean toward the rock. Well, he had a head like a rock, and he did not lean toward the rock. And he leaned upstream, and we filled up in a microsecond and sunk. And the but that wasn't the worst of it. We wrapped the aluminum canoe that we were renting, by the way, around this boulder like a pretzel. I said, that's one. I said, we got several more to deal with. We popped the aluminum, it's amazing stuff. It popped right back in shape. We got back in. I said, again, do not lean upstream.
Well, why'd you put that 400-pounder back in there anyway?
What ballast?
You know, I'm steering and I'm in the back and I'm worried enough with him up front. But I said, but he leaned upstream again two more times, and we wrapped that canoe around boulders two more times. And I said, up here is the Highway 64 bridge. They said, that's where, I told them, I'll be real nice because we're on the radio. That's where we're going to put your BUTT out. And I'm going solo.
So that was his last canoe ride, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, that I every time I drive over the Haw River, I see people parked off the road there. You know that they're getting out their canoe. I'm thinking to myself, where are you canoeing?
I know, that's me too, because there's so many rocks.
The Moose Jaw Falls is legendary, and it's right after the 64 bypass.
Right.
If you don't have your stuff together, you might get killed. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm sure. With the falls, if you're not expecting it, you've got to really know what you're doing when you get out on a river.
Yes, sir. Well, I do like J.C. Knowles. I know he's an appraiser, but he's got some wonderful stories, and hopefully he calls in again.
I hope so.
Well, I have a question. What's happened to your big bone friend that you met?
He left him at the bridge.
he's still out in the woods.
First of all, Rufus, it was the first time I met him, and I don't know what happened to him afterwards, but I think he thumbed a ride home. Let's just put it that way. He almost killed me four times, you know, in that canoe, and I just felt like, you know, I don't need a friend like that, you know?
No, definitely not.
There's plenty of good friends out there. I don't need a dangerous friend, you know? And like my old football coach said, if you play with it, you get it on your hands.
Yeah.
That's true with a lot of things. That's a secret to life if you'll learn that one.
Yep. Well, Joe, always nice hearing from you.
It's so good that Rufus and his heart are doing well. I'm glad you had a successful heart surgery, Rufus.
Absolutely.
We love all of y'all.
It was so successful that he called the show that morning, the morning after.
And put two doctors on.
Yeah.
They'd never heard of such a thing. I said, you're on the radio. What kind of radio? I said, the Weekend Garden Show.
See, that's the guy you can't pay enough, even though I don't think he gets paid to come on here. And that's all a different matter.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of fans, and the whole show does. And, Mike, you keep doing it as long as you can as well, okay?
Thank you. I'll try. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it, buddy. Look out.
We got some Louisiana Techers coming into town, and they're eating up all the Cajun chicken. You better get yours early.
Yeah.
That team's no joke, by the way.
I know they're not.
All right. Y'all have a big day.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless.
But God bless. I think Terry Bradshaw went to school there, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I'm right. Let's see. Dan, are you still with us?
Yeah. Hey.
Dan, the flower show man.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
What's going on, brother?
How are you?
How are all the preparations?
Everything's really going well. We've done so much planting in the ground. Thank you, Phil, for all the plants. They're all doing fantastic. Rain surprised me yesterday. Didn't know that was coming like it did. But.
Well, we didn't. I don't think anybody did.
Were
they remnants? I didn't get a chance to watch the weather.
Well,
I was off yesterday, so I didn't. I wasn't involved. Was it the remnants of the hurricane?
I think what happened,
or was
it
that thing offshore?
I may be wrong, but I think what happened was they were talking about a little bit. I think the remnants got caught up with that low that's sitting out there waiting
just
to
sitting,
come in.
Just sitting.
And I think it just brought in a lot more rain off the Atlantic.
Well, I mean, we'll take it. I mean, it gets dry. We had a real dry spell this summer, so we're glad that Debbie took care of a lot of that. But
well, Dan, what is the theme out there this year? You got any kind of theme for the gardens?
You going to have a Barbie house again?
I have no idea what the gardeners are going to actually come up with this year. They're all starting their stuff. I've seen some really good starts to their garden. So, and of course, the theme for the fair this year is homegrown happiness. That's the state fair's theme.
Okay. So,
I just wanted to also let people know that, believe it or not, tomorrow, September 15th, is the deadline to enter the competitions for the state fair. So, if you haven't entered or registered, you need to get online to the state fair's website, go into competitions, all the different stuff that you can enter in. The deadline is tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
So that's for everything, the flowers, the gardens, the cakes, the crafts.
Yep. So if you want, and you got something, like, of course, Phil, all the flowers you've sold to everybody, those people and their flowers in their gardens, they should come online and enter them in the competition, because they very easily, some Phil's plants could have blue ribbon winners. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can go, you don't have to worry about something that throws something together, you know, like something you've grown and go, oh my goodness, I don't have anything that looks that good. You can just take some really nice cut flowers or something you've grown and just whatever. I mean, there's go online and you can see all the different classifications. I mean, there's tons of ideas that you can, and you probably, you would go, oh my goodness, I've got something I can put there.
So the submission deadline, is there just a form you fill out and kind of describe your entry?
No. You go online, competitions, and there will be, like, all the different areas, you know, like horticulture, flowers, arts and crafts. And then you'll get a pop-up, a list of all the different categories, and you can just kind of click on them and whatever you want to enter, and then you submit your whole thing. And it'll take all your different entries, and then the state fair in a couple weeks will be sending out all your entry tags for your entries. Now, I always tell people you can enter, register your entries, and sometimes weather can affect your plants 5 weeks from now. So you might find that your Tithonia or your zinnias or your whatever foliage, cut foliage, it's not quite what you were hoping for. Doesn't mean you have to enter. But I always encourage people to register because you never know. I mean, you might get to that point and, wow, look at the zinnias you got. Look at the tithonia you got. Look at some of the dahlias or roses. So many different things you can enter, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm thinking about some of that celosia that we have out there right now. I mean, that celosia is just, it's classy looking. I love it.
Last year, the coxcomb celosias, the ones
with
brains and stuff.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Somebody brought one in last year, and the deep, rich, velvety, purplish color, and it was just absolutely huge, Bill. It was like half the size of a person's head. And you're like, how in the world did they get that?
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of things. Just walk around your yard and look at some of your flowers and go, oh, maybe that, you know, that might be a... And it's fun to do that. It's way fun to do it.
And what we do is we make it really, really easy for people to enter. We provide the glassware for their cut flowers and water. We help them with their, you know, entry tags if they have problems, if they've never done it before. So we definitely try to make it as easy as possible for people to enter. And then hopefully, you know, they do well in the judging.
Right.
So believe it or not, we'll pack that flower house with 1,000, 2,000 cut flowers and cut foliage and vases each show. And I also want to remind you there's 3 shows. So you can enter your zinnias 3 times. You can enter your roses 3 times. And there's a lot of good kids youth categories, like, dish gardens and terrariums, scarecrows, wheelbarrow planting. That's always fun. That's been really neat to see over the years. So I encourage you to get the kids involved, too. And we'll make sure and help them, you know, get their entries. So...
I just Googled North Carolina State Fair competition, and it took me to a page that, it has everything, all the information. And if you have any questions, they have an email address, and they have a phone number during business hours Monday through Friday that you can call and get general entry information for 4-H and art and photography, baking, bees and honey, canning, clothing. It has a list of county fairs. They have an essay contest. How about that? Flowers, folk festival, all kinds of handicrafts. It's all there.
Yeah.
And we'll be going out, too.
On Friday? Friday.
Thursday and Friday
the
or
first,
something.
Okay.
I think.
Well, that'll be fun.
That means 2 hot dogs.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. Or 4.
How about those french fries over there?
Yeah, Al's
french fries.
But
it'll be great
but
to see
you. But Dan doesn't have any time to eat, do you, Dan?
No, I usually make it as far as Tim's old-time hot dog.
Oh, okay.
And he'll do a Rufus dog.
Uh-oh.
Well, they'll do it if you ask them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's becoming world famous, so they all know what the Rufus dog is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the flower and garden portion.
Mustard, chili, and slaw, is that it, Rufus?
What's that?
Mustard, chili, and slaw.
Mustard, chili, slaw, and onion.
Yeah, you got to have the onion.
The four. The four bravos. The four amigos.
The four pillars.
Yeah.
Well, the flower and garden show portion of the fair is my absolute favorite. I mean, seeing all the entries and all the different competitions, the photography, the quilts, the cakes. It's phenomenal. It's fun to go see those things. But the Flower and Garden Show, definitely the favorite. It's spectacular.
I do. I like to spend a lot of time there.
It's a quiet place.
Because it's relaxing. It is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
You can really learn stuff because most of us garden to some extent. And then we like to walk around a little bit. And when we get tired, we like getting on the whatever you call it. It's a tram or something that floats all around the fairground. It's way up in the air. Whatever it's called. I love doing that. I mean, it literally is so relaxing. Mm. You just sit there and ride, and if you get a nice breeze, it just makes it even better.
Never done that. Now, I want to know one thing. I'm not entering the Hamlin pound cake I got in any
because it'll be gone.
Any cake contest,
it'll be gone. There'll be crumbs all over my car.
Yeah, that will not happen.
But it could be. It could be entered. Has your mother ever entered anything at the state fair?
I don't think she has.
Or
no.
A county fair?
No, I don't believe.
Does Orange County? I know Caldwell doesn't have a fair.
We have a 4th of July parade.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How many people participants?
We get about 25, 30 floats.
Wow.
Well, cars and things of that nature. Yes.
I think we probably saw Caldwell one time.
Yeah. You rode through it on the way to Roxborough.
I don't know.
You rode through it on the way to Roxborough.
Oh, yeah.
You got them lost, did you not?
Well, we got a bunch of different directions, and I didn't use my GPS, and we got lost.
Did you listen to Russell Hall's directions?
I didn't meet Russell. I wish I'd found Russell. I'm sure he would have told us where to go.
Okay.
I mentioned it before. I hope it wasn't like that parade I was in one time about 30 years ago in Windsor. I was in a car, and there was a fellow behind me with a hog in a cage on the transfer truck, and that was us in the parade Windsor. I've never forgotten it.
Well, Dan, keep them growing out there.
Yeah.
No, which campaign was that? Was that for governor?
That was for governor.
No wonder you lost.
Oh, that pig voted for me. Oh, well. A little bitty cage, just great big tractor and trailer with a cage with a hog in it.
Well,
and
Dan,
me in front.
Dan, you take it easy, buddy. We'll be seeing you soon.
Thanks, guys, and don't forget September 15th tomorrow. That's the last day to register.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Tomorrow
get at
is the
it.
Deadline.
And right. I look forward to seeing everybody out in the garden because we've been working pretty hard, and I think
I'm sure you have. It's always pretty.
One of the things that we've been working towards, and I think we're probably one of the top flower and garden show state fairs in the country.
Mm. Well, I don't doubt that.
Right.
That's not surprising.
I do not doubt that. Dan,
that's because of Phil Campbell's contribution.
No.
Campbell
yes, absolutely.
It's all your hard work.
Both of you. Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right, bye. Let's see if Lenny is still with us or if we drove him away. Lenny, are you in Holly Springs still?
I'm still here.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. It's my fault. We're just long-winded and crazy, so how can we help you?
I won't argue with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, do I hear an amen?
Amen, brother.
All right.
I now have two questions. I first had one. I want to ask a question about hydrangeas, but before I do that, Dan got me real curious. My wife has a beautiful garden in our backyard with suntations and vincas. Mm. And I never, ever thought about entering in the fair, but I'm talking to her about it now. But our things are all planted in the ground, so how in the world will we bring that to the fair?
Well, you can enter it into the cut flowers. You can cut a portion off of those sun patients and put it in water, and they judge like I think three times, if I'm not mistaken. So it doesn't have to last for the whole fair. So it just needs to last for the judging. So just I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and, like Dan said, go ahead and enter it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've got some questions, you can call, even call the nursery. He'll be at work tomorrow. I mean, on Monday. He'll be at work on Monday after 9 o'clock. And you can just call Campbell Road and ask for Dan.
But it's got this website, all I did was Google North Carolina State Fair Competition.
Right.
And it came up. And it's got, I think, most of the information you would need in it, but it also has an email or a phone number that you can call. It's got competition information, and it has specific stuff on flowers.
Yeah, so she should definitely try that. Yeah. I encourage her to.
The zinnias, too. I think he said he has zinnias. Mm-hmm. Those are great cut flowers.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
What I do, if I'm going to take somebody some flowers, I will cut them. Tin foil and put inside that wet tissue paper, and that seems to preserve them a little bit longer. Of course, you're not preserving now to the fair, you're just registering,
right?
That's what I do. I do tin foil and tissue paper wet.
The other thing is, when you're cutting a flower, cut it when it is first fully open. I mean, like if you're really trying to win this thing, you got to wait until that flower is first fully open, so it's got the longest possible lifespan.
Yeah.
Because then, if it's older, it's going to start shedding petals, and
you got to do a little anticipation.
Yeah.
Too.
A little monitoring
for the time, for the timing. I
need to anticipate my impatience. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah,
anticipation.
There you go.
That's good.
Anticipation.
Your impatience.
Yeah. That's right. That sounds like a politician.
Oh, my.
Sounds like political speak. What was your other question?
I forgot. No, I'm just kidding.
Hydrangeas?
Hydrangeas. I have three of them, and one of them gets a fair amount of sun, and it's super good. It puts out these beautiful purplish flowers in the spring, and I've been messing with the pH of the soil to make it do that. But as the summer goes on, and even now it's cooled off some, they still just kind of open like this ivory kind of color, and they never get purple or pink anymore.
All right, well, that has to do with the pH. Lenny, I know you've held on more. Can you hold on through the news, and we'll get right back to you on this?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take a nap.
All right. I am, too. In fact, I usually sleep through the show anyway. We'll be back here on WPTF.